686-22.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have to, if we have a correction, we have a new toll-free number, and that number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Okay, so write it down, and we'll get that intro corrected by next week. This morning we've been talking a lot about damage to plants by the snow, that the deer are coming in and they're eating things, and I wanted to continue on that same topic. So during the break, I called a good friend, Ron Bryce, from the Shakeaway Company, and Shakeaway has come out with some brand new ideas on controlling deer population and other animals in your garden. And right now, a lot of you have probably noticed that it's the deer hunting season. And everybody is out in the woods, they're chasing the deer all over the place, and the deer are coming out of the woods and they're finding your home, which before was not there because they were left alone in a deeply wooded area. They're being chased out into the open, and they're, wow, look what I found. So if they can survive the hunting season, they have found a new source of food. So Shakeaway has got some great products, and I want Ron Bryce to tell you about these products. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Terrific. And yourself?
I'm doing well.
That's great. Now, as I tried to explain, with the hunting season, the deer are now moving and they're finding new sources of food. Tell us what Shakeaway has developed that's very unique that nobody else has.
Well, like you just said, the deer are moving more into the suburban areas as they get pushed out of the woods, and they're changing their diets right now. They're moving more into the shrubs and things like that, the evergreen type of offerings out there. And what Shakeaway does is we create the illusion that a pest animal's main predator is frequenting the area using predator urine products. We can take these products in a granular form and apply them on a weekly basis around a larger area, or we also offer a time-release pack to individually protect plants and shrubs that attaches directly to that tree or shrub and provides a 8-foot radius of protection for up to 3 months on that small area.
And this new pack is something that nobody else has developed to this point. And this is very, very unique, because as we get into the winter months and the snow begins to build up, and with the amount of snow that we had in October, God only knows what's going to happen during December, January, and February. We could have a winter with a lot of snow. So if you put the product down on the ground where it's supposed to go and you get 2-3 feet of snow, it's not going to be as effective. But these new packs that Shakeaway has developed is very, very unique. And for example, Ron, if you have a arborvitae hedge, How far apart do you place them, and do you have to put them on both sides of the hedge?
I would place them probably about 10 feet apart for maximum protection, and you do not have to apply them on each side of the hedge. Attaching them every 10 feet up the row will provide that protection as the odor permeates both sides of the it's a very effective way to keep your repellent above the snow line and also prevent you from having to respray after every thaw and every rainfall. Spraying in the winter, as you know, can be very inconvenient, as it's hard to spray when it's below 32. Attaching these packs at any temperature is simple and easy. Just open the package and attach them through a bread wrapper type of device onto the plant.
And how long will each of these packets last on your plant?
These packs will last 60 to 90 days before they need replacement.
Okay. So right now, for the most part, a lot of us don't have a deer problem. But by the time we get to Christmas, the hunting season is over, the deer feel a little bit more safe, not worrying about getting shot, that's when they're going to start to really move in. Because, as you said, during the rest of the year, they're eating from the ground. The ground's going to be covered with snow. Those plants are no longer available. And that's when they move into the suburbs and start to eat holly, yews, rhododendrons, azaleas, and all kinds of various things. So you think like right around Christmas time, and then repeat it again in February? Is that how you would?
Yeah, so that's about the right timing. You know, if the snow sets in sooner, obviously you'd want to start that sooner, but you know, I would say mid-December, and then again in February would be ideal, yes.
Okay. And if you have fruit trees and the deer...
We offer the product. The product comes in the single packs. It also comes in boxes of four, and it's available at quite a few lawn and garden centers around the Northeast. It's also available direct through Shakeaway online or by phone. So it's there's lots of ways to get the product.
Okay. Now, since we're talking about that, tell us about your website, Ron, where people can find out about Shakeaway products. Yeah, Ron, tell us about your website.
Hello?
This connection is broken. Okay. Why don't you try calling him back, and we'll see what we can do. But in the meantime, Tom, why don't you put on a caller? We'll answer their questions, and then we'll go back and talk with Mr. Bryce.
All right. We've got Dottie from Mass with a question about rosemary.
Dottie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Dottie. Dottie, are you there? Why don't we try the next one? I guess we get gremlins in the phone lines today.
Must have. All right, let's go to Elizabeth from Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street's closing sharply lower as investors fret over the European debt crisis. Italy's borrowing costs have soared, suggesting investors are losing confidence in the country's ability to repay its debts. Also, talks in Greece on forming a new government have stalled. Penn State's longtime football coach met briefly with his players today to tell them that he is retiring. Joe Paterno plans to leave at the end of the season, his career derailed by the sex abuse scandal involving former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. Offensive tackle Chima Okoli was at today's meeting with Paterno.
It was definitely a somber mood, you know what I mean? There wasn't much else for anybody to say. Everyone gave him their full attention, as is always the case when he speaks.
Paterno is not the target of the investigation, but some contend that he should have done more to address...
Good morning. We had some gremlins in the phone lines. We got them all fixed. Tom, why don't we see if we can get Elizabeth back on the line and we can help her out.
All right. Sounds good.
Elizabeth, Hello? Can you hear me now? Yes. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. And I want to thank you for taking my call. In September, I received a beautiful hydrangea tree. And last week, I planted in the ground and everything in September. And when I was listening to you last week, you suggested, I think, to cut off the blossoms so that the snow won't be so heavy on the blossoms. Is that what you said last week?
Right. The hydrangea tree is a good, strong plant, and it's very, very hardy.
Oh,
but the thing is, it has a real big blossom on it.
Uh-huh.
And if we get a heavy, wet snow or even an ice storm, the blossom will catch all that snow, the branch will bend, and then it could break off. So if you can cut all the flowers off of your hydrangeas, that way when it does snow, the snow will go right through the plant, stack up on the soil, and you won't have any winter damage.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes and minerals found only in Wild Delight bird food.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
No. healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, good morning. We've got the gremlins all out. We're ready to go. And we're talking with Ron Bryce from the Shakeaway Company. We talked a little bit about how the deer are beginning to act and how this new tea bag type packet that we can tie high on the plants are really going to make a big, big difference in the protection of your plants. Now, besides that, we have rabbits, we have moles and voles and all kinds of other critters. What should we do, Ron, about these creatures that are going to create a problem?
Well, right now we're at a time when mice, chipmunks, squirrels, voles, rodent-type animals are looking for structures to take refuge in the wintertime. And what Shakeaway has is we have a rodent repellent granule that is a fox urine-based product that you can apply in perimeters around structures as a preventative measure to keep the rodents from entering and alleviate that problem in the coming months over the winter.
So it's something you would put around the foundation of your house to keep the mice from coming in or around your garage or tool shed.
Exactly, exactly. Just a light sprinkling a couple times prior to the snowpack and maybe a maintenance application and during a thaw in the winter would be your best strategy.
And that will take care of all of those animals.
It will. It'll really deter them and force them to look somewhere else to take refuge. Yes, and like I say, that fox urine technology creates the illusion that a fox is actually using that structure for a refuge itself, and it keeps his prey animals away from that area.
And right now, it's getting cold with the season changing, and these animals are looking for a place to spend the winter. I've had a problem in my garage, which I do every year, and I couldn't understand, Ron, how these mice were getting into my garage. And last night, I went into the garage, my wife pulled up, and the mice, when she pulled up in her car, I notice at the base of the garage door, the mice have eaten the rubber gasket, and that's how they're getting in. So yep. If I take the shake away and I go around the building, it will keep them out?
It'll do a very good job of that, and for quite a while, too. It doesn't just affect it for a few days. It's effective for weeks. weeks and weeks. And especially as that snowpack develops, it holds that repelling odor under the snow. It really traps that repelling odor and keeps it working, because these rodents, particularly mice, will work underneath the snow and get in these structures even when the snow is on the ground. So those granules are working for you right throughout the winter.
Incredible. Now, if people, I've had several calls on this before and emails, that they've had like a squirrel get into their attic. Can they use this inside their attic?
They can. You can put it in containers like a pie tin or something like that and set it strategically in places throughout the attic to discourage the animals as they enter that space to leave that space and go find an alternative. So it can be used that way as well, Paul.
It can. Okay. Now, how about your website? Give us the name of it so people can go look and get more information.
Sure. It's www.shake-away.com.
And if they're looking for a store where they can buy the product, is there a dealer locator on their website?
There sure is, and we're very well placed within the listening area, and people shouldn't have much trouble finding product. So we have four different formulations. We have the rodent, we have the deer that we talked about, we have the small critter for rabbits and groundhogs, and we also have a cat repellent as well, which works very well for keeping cats, breaking up their patterns of spraying and territorial marking. So that's another product that we also offer.
And I will tell you all, this cat repellent is incredible. I have a wonderful neighbor. He's got this darn cat, and he will come to my house and use the south-facing garden as his private bathroom. I started using it last year, and the cat does not use the front of my house anymore. I had a problem in my vegetable garden, and you know, I don't mind him coming, but when you go in the middle of my radishes or the middle of the beans, use the walkway, not there. I put it around the garden, and he has not bothered the garden since. Ron, thank you for joining us. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you very soon. Thank you, Rob. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dottie from Mass with a question about her rosemary.
Good morning, Dottie. What's happening with the rosemary? Tell me.
Hello.
Hi.
I have two rosemary plants that were in my herb garden over the summer. They're in about a 10-inch pot right now, and I'm wondering whether or not I can keep them in a glass-enclosed entryway on the south side of the house over the winter.
Okay. What's the temperature in that room?
It may get down to freezing. If we have another winter like last year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, rosemary is a plant that will tolerate some cold. So what I would suggest that you do is during the really cold, cold days or evenings, you may have to bring them inside the house because it really won't do well. And you may lose it if it does stay cold on a regular basis. I have a rosemary plant that's about 6 years old. And believe me, I had a real tough time to keep it inside the house until I started doing a couple of things. And the first thing I did is I put it in a south-facing window. That was the first thing. The next thing is rosemary loves humidity. So if you have a room that has a humidifier, perfect. Put it in that room, and it will thrive and do very well. If you don't, a south-facing window, get a big plastic saucer. Fill it with stones, small stones. Set the plant on top of the saucer and add water directly to the saucer every single day. And you're going to be amazed because at the end of the day, there is no moisture left. The sun will hit it, it will evaporate it, and it will create like a microclimate around that plant. The other thing that I did, and I do, is I bought a quart mister bottle. Buy it at any garden center for $2 or $3. And I leave it right near the rosemary plant. Fill it full of water, and every morning when I go by it, I pick up the mister bottle, and I saturate the foliage of that plant. And I have gone from losing it every single year by the first of the year to keeping it for 6 entire seasons. So a moist atmosphere on top of a tray of stones and daily misting. As far as feeding the plant, I fed the plant every 2 weeks all winter long. I just take Miracle-Gro or the blooming and rooting fertilizer, and I mix it at half strength. Put it in a watering can, and every 2 weeks I give it a good drink, and they have done wonderful. If you have a forced hot air home, they don't like it. So keep them away from your heating vent. If you have a coal or a wood-burning stove, don't put it in the same room that it's in. But the plant can tolerate a room that gets down to 45 to 50. That's not a problem. But I think if you put it in a room where it's going to be really cold and go down below freezing, that you will end up losing it. Dottie, I thank you for the question. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jan from Maine with a question about pruning.
Hey, Jan, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Paul.
What's your question, Jen? Are the gremlins back?
I can't hear you.
Okay, can you tell her to answer the question?
Yes. Okay, Paul. I'm going to ask you the question, seeing you can hear me. What I want to know is, can I take the weed whacker out today and cut back my phlox, lilies, and echinacea?
This is the perfect time of the year for cutting back. This is the perfect time of the year for cutting back all of your plants. Definitely take out the weed whacker and cut everything back. It will make a big, big difference.
Oh, shit.
Hello, can you hear me now?
At SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street's closing sharply lower as investors fret over the European debt crisis. Italy's borrowing costs have soared, suggesting investors are losing confidence in the country's ability to repay its debts. Also, talks in Greece on forming a new government have stalled.
Penn State's longtime football coach met briefly with his players today to tell them that he is retiring. Joe Paterno plans to leave at the end of the season, his career derailed by the sex abuse scandal involving former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. Offensive tackle Chima Okoli was at today's meeting with Paterno.
It was definitely a somber mood, you know what I mean? There wasn't much else for anybody to say. Everyone gave him their full attention, as is always the case when he speaks.
Paterno is not the target of the investigation, but some contend that he should have done more to address the allegations. Eastern Turkey has been struck by a powerful earthquake, a magnitude 5.7 tremor that collapsed some buildings. Also at SRNnews.com, an Iranian affairs specialist at Hebrew University of Jerusalem has been going through that UN report on the Iranian nuclear program. Eldad Pardo says it's troubling.
So far, according to the report, Iran has already enough uranium for four bombs, and they don't stop.
But Russia says it will not support any new or tighter sanctions against Tehran. Emails released by a House panel seem to show that a major Obama campaign donor discussed with White House officials a federal loan to a failed California solar company. Administration officials have repeatedly given assurances that the donor did not discuss the Solyndra loan with the White House. Wall Street at the close, the Dow down 388 points, the NASDAQ off 106. This is SRN News.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The number one national bestseller, Decision Point, George W. Bush's candid, gripping account of decisions that led to his presidency impacting our nation and the world. Topics from family, faith, and quitting drinking to Iraq, Katrina, and 9/11. Decision Points will captivate supporters, surprise critics, and add new perspective on one of the most consequential eras in American history and the man at the center of these events. Decision Points by George W. Bush in paperback and ebook wherever books are sold. Visit georgewbush.com.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says small businesses are still struggling to get much-needed capital in the form of loans more than 2 years after the recession officially came to an end.
Many small business owners have had to lay off employees or defer hiring. And many potential entrepreneurs with plans to start new businesses have had to put those plans on hold.
Bernanke says banks could help smaller firms by easing what he says are overly stringent lending standards. The attorney for a man who spent almost 25 years in prison after being wrongfully convicted of killing his wife says a new suspect's been arrested in the case. Attorney John Rowley says a Texas attorney general's office shared the news with him earlier today. The daughter of a second victim linked to the new suspect says authorities also told her of the arrest. The attorney general's office has declined to comment on that case. This is SRN News. Wholesalers reduced their stockpiles in September for the first time in almost 2 years. Sales rose.
The Commerce Department says there was a 0.1% dip in wholesale inventories. It's the first decline since December 2009 and was largely attributable to companies cutting their stockpiles of non-durable goods, such as agricultural products, petroleum, and clothing. The drop in inventory suggests wholesalers worried in September that future sales could slow.
SRN's Jeremy House. The U.S. is advising Syrian protesters.
Well, good morning. We do apologize for everything that happened this morning. The gremlins, for some reason, have gotten into the phone lines, and we cannot take any calls just yet. So what I figured I'd do is give you a bunch of tips of what you should be doing at this time of the year. Earlier in the program, we talked about staking and wrapping your newly planted trees to prevent cracking on the south side and to prevent the winter winds from breaking the small roots that have developed on the trees that you planted this year. So staking is very, very important also. It's not too late to plant your bulbs. Things like tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and into April and May of next year. And some of your early blue ones that flower during late February and March, like Snowdrop and Snowflake and Galantha, these are all early blooming plants, and they'll do very, very well for you. So, you know, it's time to plant, and it will really mean a lot to you when it comes the next spring, because it will give you some color. Now, if you have a Christmas cactus in your house, the secret with a Christmas cactus is to keep it cool. So if you put it in a south-facing window where it gets sun all day, what's going to happen is it's going to bloom very, very quickly and possibly be finished by the time you get to Thanksgiving. So move into a cooler room. Move into a room where you'll get morning sun, late in the day sun, and they will flower longer point. And if you check on my website, we've done a story on Christmas cactus, and it will tell you step by step how to take care of them to get them to rebloom for you a second, possibly even a third time during the winter months.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere?
Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Carol from New Hampshire with a question about cherry seeds.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I really enjoy your show. I've learned
Thank
so
you.
Much from you. And you know something, I've been trying to get a hold of you for quite some time. My question is you know, I love maraschino cherries, and I took the seeds out, and I've been trying to put them in water, and I tried for almost a year for them to break open and sprout or something. How do they do that?
Okay, what you need to do first of all,
yeah,
is if you leave them just in water, they won't sprout. The seed coat of that cherry is as hard as a rock. And what you need to do, it sounds crazy, but I've had very good results doing that with other types of seeds, like peaches. They've got a real, real hard pit. Take a file, a regular nail file, that's got a good sharp edge, or if you have a file in your tool chest area. And what you need to do is to take the edge of the file and rub it on the cherry seed so that you can scratch through part of the shell of the seed so that moisture can get on the inside. Once you've done that, then what you want to do is don't put it in water. Put it in a container, a pot of some sort, with some good potting soil, and you put them outdoors, and they will germinate. Now, the seeds that you plant now will not germinate this fall. They won't germinate until springtime, because the seed has to go from, and this is on chestnuts, walnuts, any kind of a seed that you have. That seed has to go into a cold treatment during the winter months to change the hormones in that plant so that it will germinate. Commercial Christmas tree growers will actually harvest the seed in the summer and fall, take the seed and put it in their freezer, and keep it in the freezer all winter. Then in the spring, after it's been chilled, They'll plant it out in their fields and germinate the seed and grow seedlings. But without this cold treatment, they will not germinate. So save your seeds. Give them a chance to dry out. Put them in like a freezer bag. Throw them in the back of your freezer. And then in February or March, bring them out. Put them in containers of soil. And keep them nice and warm. And they will germinate because they have to have the cold treatment to give you germination of that plant. It's as easy as that. Okay, Tom, I think we can squeeze one more in. What do you think?
I think we might be able to. We got about 1 minute, so.
Okay, who's?
Terry from Cape Cod with a question about mushrooms.
Okay, Terry, good morning. How can we help you?
Good morning. I've had a problem with mushrooms for the past 2 years. We had a tree cut down, and the mushroom started like at the base of that tree. So earlier this spring, I had it stump ground, and the mushrooms continued. Last year, I used a mixture of baking soda and water, which killed the lawn completely wherever I put it.
Right.
And after the stump grinding, they're still coming up. It looks like it's at the base of the roots. Maybe he didn't get all the roots. Is it something I can put down?
Mushrooms will live on decaying organic matter. So the root system that's underneath the grass, the mushrooms are coming from there. The one thing that will really, really help to minimize the amount of mushrooms in your grass is to make the soil sweet. So buy a bag of lime, spread the lime really heavy all over the area where the mushrooms are.